ॐ ज्ञान्तिमिनन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितञ्जेन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गदामयं ददाति स्वपदामितं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुक्तापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परितनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखामितांश. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्धा राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते. तप्त कञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामि हरिप्रिये. वंशकल्पतरुवेश कृपा सिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे.
हरे कृष्णा. अभी प्रभु जी का संवाद अंग्रेजी भाषा में होगा. जो लोग इसका हिंदी अनुवाद सुनना चाहते हैं वो नीचे भक्ति वेदांत हॉल में प्रस्थान कर सकते हैं. धन्यवाद.
हरे कृष्णा. सो टुडे विल बी टॉकिंग ऑन एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज एंड वर्थ ऑफ अ डिवोटी. विल अटेम्प्ट टू डिस्कस ऑन दिस अबव टॉपिक्स. सो आई विल स्टार्ट विद अ स्टोरी. दिस इज अ ट्रू स्टोरी. दिस हैपेंड मेनी मेनी इयर्स बैक. Bhaktacharu Maharaj, he was making this serial on Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Charan. It was a TV serial. So, Bhaktacharu Maharaj was making this serial. And now Bhaktacharu Maharaj had to shoot regarding Prabhupada's college days. So, Bhaktacharu Maharaj wanted to shoot in the same college where Prabhupada studied. So, Prabhupada had studied in Scottish Church College in Calcutta. So, Bhaktacharu Maharaj went to this college. He went to meet the principal. And Bhaktacharu Maharaj told the principal, see, I'm making a TV serial on my Gurudev. He studied in your college. So we want your permission to shoot in the college. But the principal was very angry. He was adamant. He said, no, I will not give you permission. And so Bhaktacharu Maharaj said, okay, fine, no problem. So then Bhaktacharu Maharaj left and went. So this principal, he had some influence in the media. He got an article printed in a newspaper saying negative about the Hare Krishnas. He got an article printed that these Hare Krishna people had come to Scottish Church College and they want to brainwash our students. They are good for nothing. So this principal, he got this article written in the newspaper. So next day, this article came in the newspaper. So when the devotees read it, Bhaktacharu Maharaj read it, they were all very surprised. They thought to themselves, we had just gone to take permission from this principal. Fine, he said no. But then, why he had to get this article printed? So all the devotees with Bhaktacharu Maharaj, they went to Scottish Church College to meet the principal. But at the gate itself, all the devotees and Bhaktacharu Maharaj were stopped. So Bhaktacharu Maharaj told the security people, okay, if you don't allow all of us, at least allow me to go. At least allow one person to go. So the security person said, okay, you can go. So Bhaktacharu Maharaj, he went to meet the principal. So when Maharaj went to meet the principal, Maharaj told the principal, see, we came to just request you for permission, but you got this article written in the paper, all that negative. But still the principal was very negative. You people are good for nothing. You just want to brainwash the students, blah, 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 blah. So Bhaktacharu Maharaj saw that this principal is in no mood to listen to me. So Bhaktacharu Maharaj thought, if I just talk to him, I'll just be wasting my time. So Bhaktacharu Maharaj left the principal's cabin. But before leaving the principal's cabin, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was carrying with him a small booklet of around maybe 12 to 14 pages. In that booklet, what Srila Prabhupada is doing, who is Srila Prabhupada, it was all mentioned in this booklet. Also it was mentioned that Srila Prabhupada is trying to preach the message of the Gita abroad. The summary of the Gita was also mentioned in that. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj left this booklet on the principal's table. And then Bhakti Charu Maharaj left for the temple. Then after a few days, a phone call comes. In those days, there were no mobile phones. After a few days, a phone call comes to ISKCON temple in Calcutta. The phone rings, tring, tring, the devotee picks up. So, Samnewala, you know, the other end, the person says, I'm speaking from Scottish Church College. So, devotees got scared. The devotees thought, God, these people are not leaving us. The devotees hung the phone, you know. So, next day, again, there's a phone call in ISKCON temple, Calcutta, tring, tring, tring. So devotee picks up, again from the other end, the voice comes, I'm speaking from Scottish Church College. Devotees thought, God, these guys are just behind us. Again, they hung the phone down. So, the third day, the principal himself drives his car and comes to the ISKCON temple. And he tells the devotees, that do one thing, you all wanted to shoot in my college, you all can come and shoot in my college, no problem. And I apologize for that article written in the newspaper. So the devotees are surprised. How come this? So the devotees took this principal to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So this principal told Bhakti Charu Maharaj that, I'm sorry, I apologize for that article written in the newspaper. Now you all can shoot in my college whenever you want. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj asks this principal, how did you get this change of heart? So this principal said, that booklet which you left on my table, I read that. That changed my heart. And this principal, he started chanting one round, two rounds. And then later he came in touch with Jayapataka Maharaj. He started attending his satsang. He started chanting five rounds, six rounds, 16 rounds. And later he took initiation from Jayapataka Maharaj and he got the name Akhil Atmanand Prabhu. Now, this is a true story. Now, just imagine. Just the touch, just little association of Jayapataka, little association of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Huh? Changed his life. If that association was not there, we don't know what was the future of this principal. He had done such negative thing, but just that association of Bhakti Charu Maharaj and reading of Prabhupada's books changed his heart. This is the power of association of devotees. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami ji, he gives 64 essentials which are required to practice devotional service. 64 qualities. And out of those 64, Rupa Goswami narrows down to 5 essential principles of devotional service. What are they? Rupa Goswami says, the first, deity worship. Second, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Third, associating with devotees. Fourth, chanting the holy name. Fifth, living in the dham. Now imagine, out of 64, Rupa Goswamiji narrows down to 5. And out of these 5, the most important is association. Because the other 5 important principles depend on this principle of association with devotees. So please try to understand how important it is to associate with devotees. In reference to this association with devotees, I would like to tell you another true story. This is about Indradyumna Maharaj. Indradyumna Maharaj is one of the senior sannyasi disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So, Indradyumna Maharaj, he is a very adventurous preacher. He has a very compassionate heart. He just wants to give Krishna consciousness everywhere in the world. He wants to give people this Krishna consciousness so that they can get out of the cycle of birth and death. So, Indradyumna Maharaj was wondering, where should I go and preach? Where devotees have not gone so far? So, he figured out, I will go to the Amazon area. Basically, this Amazon river area is very thick forest. They are like different islands, different places where that country's government people also don't go there. The people live on their own. They have their own way of dressing, their own way of communication. If they want to communicate from one village to another, they'll communicate with, you know, drums. Dum, 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 dam, dum, dum, you know, like that. They have the code, you know, what you would see in the previous films or cartoons you wrote. This is that they would communicate. Basically, there's no influence of modern technology or anything there. But there are no roads there. You can't. There are no airports, no helipads, nothing. You have to go by boats. And there are hardly any boats which ply in that area, because that Amazon River, very dangerous. They have piranha fishes. Piranha fishes, very famous. They move in big bulks. By chance, if you're on the boat, you fall down by mistake in the water, within few minutes only, your skeleton will be seen. Very dangerous. So no boats would go. But Indradumna Maharaj, a Vaishnava's heart is compassionate heart. He said, let me take the risk, but let me give Krishna consciousness in that part of the world too. This is the heart of a Vaishnava. This is the heart of a devotee. So Indradumna Maharaj, with a lot of difficulty, he managed to get a boat, and then he reached there. So when he reached the shore, and you know, just jungles, there are no roads. You have to walk in line to reach the village. So he had taken some local people to communicate. And before that, Indradumna Maharaj had done little research about forest and all that. So he had read that when you walk in the forest in a line, there are a lot of snakes. So when you walk in the line, when you cross the snake, when the first person crosses the snake just hears the sound and gets little, you know, just awake from his sleep. And the second person crosses, the snakes become little alert. And when the third person is crossing, the snake bites usually. So Indradumna Maharaj was aware of all this. But still, he volunteered to be the third person. Okay, see the heart of a Vaishnava. He doesn't want anyone to be getting any difficulty. He took the third person in the row and he would be walking. And Indradumna Maharaj mentions that at times he would see really snakes ready to bite. But somehow he avoided them. And then when he reached the villages, he told them of the Mahamantra. He spoke to them about Krishna consciousness for a few days. And from one village to another village he went. And then, after a few days, he returned back. Now please imagine, that area, no people go. Not even government officials go. These people just live on their own. Just they have their own communication, own medication, own way of communication. They're just aloof from the outside world. So after around 10 years, after Indradumna's visit there, one devotee by the name of Sanaka Das, he thought, let me go there again and try to revive Krishna consciousness. If it has become a little stagnant, let me revive it there. So he also with a lot of difficulty reached there. So he had gone with the boat. So as he reached the shore of the river, and as he got out, he saw under a tree a local person, you know, murmuring something to himself. So this Sanaka Das, he went close to him, and that person was chanting the Mahamantra, that local person. So Sanaka Das was a little surprised, hey, this guy chanting Mahamantra. So Sanaka Das asked this person, what are you chanting? So that person replied in that local language with the local translator. He said, I'm chanting Mahamantra. And this local person who was chanting Mahamantra, the local tribe person, he said, 10 years back, a person by the name Indradumna Swami had come here and he had told us we should chant every day this Mahamantra. Since that day, I am chanting every day. And every day, I come to the same place where you have come, the same shore. Because this is the same place where Indradumna Maharaj left and went back. Every day for the last 10 years, I am coming here. Every day, imagine. This person said, for the last 10 years, every day I am coming here, hoping that Indradumna Swami will come back again today. Now just try to understand this. This is the impact what association of devotees made on these people. Imagine for 10 years, every day going to the same place in the beach, morning to evening, hoping today Indradumna Swami will come. You have to have a, you know, there's no word in the dictionary. It's beyond impact. The way Indradumna Maharaj, you know, affected their heart. So this is the power of association. It brings miraculous changes in people's heart. So when you're talking of association of devotees, there's another very interesting story. This happened in South India, in Sri Rangam. There was a wrestler by the name of Dhanudhar. Very powerful wrestler. So once in Sri Rangam temple, sometimes they take out palki, the deities of the Lord on a palki, and they take it around Sri Rangam. And all the shopkeepers and everyone, they close the shops, they pay their businesses and offer whatever fruits and little Lakshmi there. So once this palki of the deities were being taken by the devotees. And all the people on the road, they would close the shops and come and do dandavats through the deities. But there was one person by the name of Dhanudhar, this wrestler. On one hand, he was holding an umbrella. एंड द अदर हैंड ही वॉज फैनिंग समवन. ही वॉज नॉट फैनिंग हिमसेल्फ, इट वॉज दे टाइम. ही वॉज फैनिंग अ ब्यूटिफुल लेडी. दैट लेडी, दैट लेडीज नेम वॉज हिमामा, हिमाम्बा. दिस हिमाम्बा, दे वर नॉट मैरिड. दिस हिमाम्बा वॉज यू नो जस्ट अ डांसिंग गर्ल. तो दे वर नॉट मैरिड, बट टू धनुधर शी लुक द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल गर्ल. नाउ द पालकी इज गोइंग ऑफ द डीटीज. धनुधर इज नॉट लुकिंग टुवर्ड्स द पालकी. वॉट इज डूइंग धनुधर? जस्ट से द पालकी इज गोइंग दैट वे. धनुधर इज जस्ट लुकिंग एट दिस गर्ल्स आईज. ऑन वन हैंड द अम्ब्रेला, ऑन द अदर हैंड ही इज फैनिंग द गर्ल. एंड ऑल द पीपल श्रीरंगम, दे आर सीइंग, गॉड, व्हाट टाइप ऑफ पर्सन इज दिस गाय? ही डजंट हैव एनी शेम, ही डजंट हैव एनी संस्कृति, नो नॉलेज. द डीटीज आर गोइंग, एवरीवन इज क्लोजिंग द शॉप, दे गोइंग द ओबेसेंसेस. ओके, I'm like, if he doesn't, at least, you know, he can look towards this direction, towards the deities. He's not even looking at the direction of the deities. He's just looking at this girl and fanning her. You know, so all the people were laughing at him and, you know. So Ramanujacharya ji, he was the great saint of that area. He was also with the palki. When he saw this sight, Ramanujacharya was wondering, God, this person, I mean, what is he made of? The deities are going and he doesn't have any shame. So, but see, again, Ramanujacharya, a devotee's heart, very, very compassion. So Ramanujacharya called one of his devotees and said, that please go and talk, tell that person, I would like to meet him. So Ramanujacharya was very well known in that area. So Dhanudhar also had known about Ramanujacharya ji. So when Ramanujacharya's disciple came to Dhanudhar, he told, Dhanudhar, Ramanujacharya is calling you. Dhanudhar was just fanning. Dhanudhar, Ramanujacharya is calling. Just fanning. It took him couple of times of shaking. Then that person, tell me. So Ramanujacharya's disciple told him, Dhanudhar, Ramanujacharya ji, the great saint of this area, he's calling you. Acha, Ramanujacharya is calling me. Acha. So he told that girl, just wait for some time. I'll just meet Ramanujacharya ji and come back and again find you. So he went to Ramanujacharya ji. And then Ramanujacharya told him, ki, what is so attractive in that girl? That you're not looking, I'm like, that you're just looking at her. You're not looking at the direction of deities. So Dhanudhar says, I have seen everything in this world, but nothing comes even close to the beauty of the eyes of this girl. God, imagine, you requires, I don't know what he was made of. Imagine telling this to a great saint. God knows what, you know, it's some shame, it's some little decency. But Dhanudhar had to cross beyond everything. He told to Ramanujacharya, what? That I have seen everything in this world, but nothing even comes close to what? The beautiful eyes of this girl. So Ramanujacharya heard that. So Ramanujacharya told, okay, if I show you something more beautiful than those eyes, then this Dhanudhar says, yeah, if you show me something more beautiful, I will leave that and I'll get attached to the other eyes. Now just, this is the nature of material world, You know, they're so fluctuating. Yeah, either, you know. And there's no happiness in that fluctuation also. So Ramanujacharya told this Dhanudhar, okay, today evening you meet me at this place. So that evening, Dhanudhar came to that place. Then Ramanujacharya ji met Dhanudhar and told Dhanudhar, okay, come. Now I will take you to show you something more beautiful than those eyes. So Dhanudhar was very happy. So Ramanujacharya took him inside the Ranganath temple. And that time just the aarti was going on. And the deity area, the altar was a little blackish. And the pujari, so Ramanujacharya ji took Dhanudhar in front of the deities. And Ramanujacharya ji prayed to the deities that, my dear Lord, please show your mercy on this conditioned soul, Dhanudhar. And Ramanujacharya ji told Dhanudhar, now just look ahead. And Dhanudhar was looking. As the pujari brought the lamp in front of the eyes, near the eyes of the deity's beautiful eyes just shone brilliantly. And when Dhanudhar saw the beautiful eyes of the deities, he just kept on looking at it. I'm like, he started even blinking his eyes. Just kept on looking at the beautiful eyes of the deities. It was so beautiful. And then tears started to come out from Dhanudhar's eyes. And after some time, Dhanudhar, he came to his external senses. And then Dhanudhar just fell at the feet of Ramanujacharya ji and told Ramanujacharya ji, you have saved me. You have saved me from this dark material world. I'm so grateful to you. And Dhanudhar, he gave up all his attachment and he surrendered to Ramacharyaji. He became Ramacharyaji's disciple. And he told Ramacharyaji, "You please accept me. I want to be your disciple." And then that girl also, when she came to know that this change of heart has happened to Dhanudhar, then a change of heart has also happened to this girl. Then Ramacharyaji told both the Dhanudhar and that girl to get married. And they got married and they became very, very nice devotees. Now again this story, if it was not the intervention of Ramacharyaji, imagine what would be the state of that wrestler Dhanudhar. We don't know where would he be suffering birth after birth. But just the association of Ramacharyaji brought this miracle change in Dhanudhar. Like, say for example, you have an iron rod. If you put that iron rod in fire, that iron rod catches the qualities of fire. If you put the iron rod in fire and you take it out and you touch the iron rod, your hand will get burnt. Because that iron rod has taken the qualities of the fire. In the same way, this iron rod, if you put it in ice and take it out and you touch that iron rod, it will be very cold. So, the same way, the type of association we put ourselves into, we catch those qualities. If we put ourselves in the association of devotees, we will get the qualities of those devotees. Another example, say like this garland. These flowers are strung on a string, this string. Now if I take out all the flowers, the string, it will have the smell of the garland. The string by itself has no smell of the garland. But because the string has come in association with these flowers, it has caught the smell of the garland. The same way, if you tie the string to bones and keep it for some time and take out the bones, the string will smell of the bones. So the string by itself has no smell. But what you put through, the association what you put through to that string, it catches the smell. The same way, when the type of atmosphere we put, the type of association we put ourselves, we catch those qualities. So we put ourselves in the association of devotees, we'll get the qualities of the devotees. Then, there's another very true story. This is during the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this is during the time when India did not have independence. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a very powerful personality, very powerful preacher. So the British government, they were a little fearful of him. So the British government, they wanted to have a strategy. They wanted to know what are the plans of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And accordingly, they would counteract those plans and, you know, stop the growing frame of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So what these British thought? They thought, we'll send our two spies, our best spies, and go and stay in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's ashram. And they were Indian, the Indian body, but they were British spies. So these two British spies, they went and started attending the satsang of the, you know, that temple, and they started staying in the temple. Now they were spies. What was the aim of staying in the temple? Just to understand what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is doing, to know his detailed plans and tell it to the British government, so the British government would counteract the growing popularity of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So these British spies, they were very observant. When they would sit for the Bhagavatam class, very observant. Sometimes we fall asleep in the class, but they were extra observant. So when they would get up at 4:30, attend Mangal Arati, chant 16 rounds. Whatever dishwashing seva they were given, whatever book distribution seva they were given, they would do everything. And they would keep their eyes open and observe everything. And as days went by, weeks went by, imagine, they were chanting 16 rounds in association of devotees. They were going for Mangal Arati. They were having prasad. They were associating with devotees. It really changed their heart. These spies, it brought a change of their heart. And they went to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and told the whole truth. That see, actually we are spies. We had come here to destroy you. But after staying here for so many days, after associating with devotees, chanting, a genuine change of heart has come. And we now genuinely want to take your shelter. And we genuinely want to become genuine devotees. True story. Again, the power association. Now, see, when you associate with devotees, it has to show you effect. Over a period of time, if you associate with devotees, it has to show some effect on you. For example, if a person takes purgative tablets, basically when you take purgative tablets, you get loose motion and dysentery. When a person takes this tablet and he thinks, "Arey, I do not believe. I will take these tablets, but I will not get loose motion." Whether this person believes or don't believes, that tablet will affect on him. In the same way, if you associate with devotees for many days, kuch na kuch to aapka to, you know, it will show its effect, whether you don't want that effect. Same thing happened with this British spies. Huh? It generally brought a change of their heart. Again, the power of associating with devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in this context, in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.24.58, in this verse, it is mentioned that Lord Shiva said, "I therefore beg your lordship, Lord Vishnu, to bless me by the association of your devotees. I think that your real benediction will be to allow me to associate with such devotees." Now imagine, Lord Shiva himself is saying that, "My Lord, please show your benediction on me. If you allow me to associate with your devotees, that will be the highest benediction you will be showing on me." Imagine who is Lord Shiva. He is Param Vaishnav. If he can say something like that, imagine what attitude we should be having when we associate with devotees. What happens is, when we associate with devotees, the devotees Krishnanize our consciousness. And they Krishnanize our consciousness. In this context, I would like to tell you a story. There was a particular small town, a very small town, but it was a very unique town. Unique why? Because in that town, most of the people were alcoholics. Most of the people would be drinking alcohol, most. So one new government health officer came in that area. So when this new government health officer came in that area, he saw, you know, God, in this village, most of the people are just drinking alcohol. But this young medical officer was very dynamic. He wanted to make a change there. So he made an announcement in this whole town that tomorrow everyone, please at 12 noon come at the government medical health center. So the next day at 12 noon, literally all the people of the small town came to the government health center. So this young medical officer was there. In his one hand, he took a glass, a plain shisha ka glass, and he showed everyone. And he asked everyone, what is in my hand? So all the villagers said, "In your hand, there's a glass, it's an empty." So this medical officer, he took in his hand, he took an alcohol bottle full of alcohol. And he showed to the villagers, all the town people, said, "Ask them, what is in my hand?" So all the people said, "There's alcohol bottle in my hand that's filled with alcohol." So in front of everyone, this medical health officer, he opened the alcohol bottle and he poured the alcohol in the glass. You know, cut. And the alcohol filled the glass. So this medical officer, he took the glass with alcohol in it. It was shishaka glass, you know, you could see through everything. So the medical officer asked all the people, "What is in my hand?" So everyone said, "In your hand, there's a glass which is filled with alcohol." So this medical officer, he took a living insect in his left hand. And he asked everyone, "What is this?" Everyone said, "It's a living insect." So in front of everyone, this medical officer, he put that living insect in the alcohol glass. And everyone is seeing. And that insect, you know, just SSA karke, it dies. All the people are seeing that the insect SSA tarap tarap ke mar gaya. So then this comment officer asks everyone, "What did you learn by seeing this?" So all the people said, "We learned that if we drink alcohol, all the insects in our stomach will die." So this health officer, he put his hand on his head. Now why did I tell you the story? The thing is, these people in the village, they just saw alcohol everywhere. Whatever you told them, they saw it in the context of alcohol. Like for example, if this glass is there, if I paint it green and I wear it, I will see everything green. If I paint it red, I will see everything red. So in the same way, when you come in association of devotees, the devotees make a specs, they give it a Krishna conscious dimension to it. Please understand, when we come in association of devotees, the devotees Krishnanize our thinking, they Krishnanize our thought process. And through that, we see everything in a Krishna conscious manner. In association, when we associate with devotees, we get three things. What is that? One is knowledge. Knowledge about soul, knowledge about Atma, knowledge about Paramatma, knowledge about our relationship with them. Then the second thing we get in association of devotees is faith. Faith in the Lord. And the third thing we get in association of devotees is practical guidance. Sometimes what happens, there are many things written in the scriptures or in when we live in this modern world, sometimes we don't know how to execute Krishna consciousness in certain areas. So senior devotees give us practical guidance. And these three things are an essential if you want to be successful in spiritual life or in any work of life. What? When we associate with devotees, we get three things. First was knowledge. Second was faith. Third was practical guidance. Now when you're talking of associate devotees, I would like to tell you another true story. This happened in many, many years back in Malad. The devotees of Malad area, they were doing book distribution. So during the daytime, in the morning, they had set up the book table and the devotees, they were picking the Bhagavad and saying, please buy this Gita, please buy this Gita. So there was one young man, he was crossing that area. So one devotee stopped him, said, please buy this Gita. That young person said, I don't want to buy. So the devotee said, okay sir, if you don't want to buy, no problem. At least you can hold it in your hand and see. No, I don't want to hold it in my hand also. So that young man looked a little disturbed. So this devotee thought, God, this young man looks a little disturbed. So that this devotee was sitting on a chair. So this devotee told, okay sir, it looks like you're tired. You can sit on my chair, take a little rest and then you can go ahead. No, I don't want to sit on your chair also. So this devotee said, okay, fine. So that young man, he just went ahead. After some time, this young man, he comes back again. This angry young man. He comes back to that devotee and tells the devotee, can I talk to you something? Can I share my heart with you? So that devotee said, yeah, most welcome. Please tell me. So that young angry man, he was wearing a full shirt sleeve, full shirt. So he opened the button of his sleeve and he folded up his shirt sleeve. And there was a big knife, like bolte Rampuri Chaku, big knife. So this devotee was a little startled, God, such a big knife. So this angry person says, this is Rampuri Chaku. Today morning, actually, when I was crossing you, I was going to murder someone. True story. He said, today morning, when I was crossing your table, I was going to murder someone. So you stopped me. And you told me, very lovingly you told me everything. Please say it, please the book. But I was very rough to you. But when I left you, when I was going to execute that murder, I was thinking that in my life, no one spoke to me so lovingly the way you spoke to me. Just this person, when he was thinking, this guy is rough. Always, kya isko maarne ka, usko maarne ka, isko kaatne ka, isko paisa dene. Just that was the dictionary. And this person told the devotee that no one in my life ever spoke to me in such a loving way the way you did. So I thought today's murder plan cancelled. So I thought I'll come and speak to you. True story. So this devotee was a little startled. God, this guy is like this, So this person said, okay, I will buy a Gita from you. So he bought a Gita. He read the Gita. He started chanting. And later, he became an initiated devotee. True story. Now again, just see the association of devotee. Now if this person didn't have the association of this devotee, God knows that person would be rotting in this material world and God knows for how many more lives he'd be rotting. Again, the power of association. It can do miracles. Then Ramanand Rai, who's an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanand Rai, he mentions that I know of no other misery worse than a person not getting association of a devotee. What does he say? I know of no other misery worse than that a person not getting the association of a devotee. Imagine. He says that the worst thing that can happen to any person is that he does not get association of devotees. Please try to understand the statement. It is when we get association of devotees, there are chances that we can get out of the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, we'll be rotting, God knows for how many lives. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 4.24.58 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has sung that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are so powerful that each one of them can deliver a universe. Just see what Prabhupada writes in the purport. He quotes Vrindavan Das Thakur that each devotee of Lord Chaitanya, they're so powerful in themselves, what to forget of one living entity, they can deliver entire universe. That is the power which Krishna puts in the devotee, puts in a Vaishnava. Now, when you talk of devotees, when you talk of a Vaishnava, three things are very powerful of a devotee. One is the dust of the feet of a devotee. Second is the Mahaprasad of the devotee, Mahaprasad remnants of the devotee. And the third is the water that has washed the feet of the devotee. These three things of a devotee are very, very powerful. If even one thing taken, it can make us do tremendous, tremendous spiritual advancement. Tremendous. When we're talking of the dust of the feet of a devotee, there's a story. Hanumanji is also, he's definitely known for his devotion. But Hanumanji is also known for his singing. He's a very good singer. Very good singer. So once Naradji, he approached with his veena to Hanumanji. Told Hanumanji, I have heard that you are very good at singing. Please teach me. So Hanumanji said, fine. So they were sitting on a rock. So Hanumanji sat on a rock. Naradji sat on the rock. And Naradji put his veena at the side of the rock. And Hanumanji started singing. Hanumanji sang with so much devotion that the rock which they were sitting, that rock started melting. And where the veena was put, that rock also started melting. So the veena went a little inside the rock. And Hanumanji stopped singing. As he stopped singing, the rock became hard. So Naradji said, wow, Hanumanji, what type of singing with so much devotion you sang. So Naradji caught hold of his veena and was trying to take it out. But the veena could not come out because it was stuck in the stone. So Naradji tells Hanumanji, please can you start singing once more so that the rock will melt and I can take my veena. So Hanumanji started smiling and he ran away from that place. Naradji saying, Are Hanumanji, where are you running? My veena. Hanumanji is smiling and running everywhere. Naradji is running behind Hanumanji. Are Hanumanji, please come back. Please give my veena. Hanumanji is smiling and running. Hanumanji ran here, there. Naradji is running behind Hanumanji, Then after running through so many places, Hanumanji again comes back near that rock and he sings with so much devotion and that rock melts. And as the rock melts, Naradji immediately grabs hold of his veena and takes it out. And then Naradji is relieved. Oh, ultimately I've got my veena back again. So Naradji says to Hanumanji, Are Hanumanji, before sometime I had told you, please sing because my veena was stuck. When I told you to sing that time, you did not sing and you ran away. And after running so much, you came and started singing. I don't understand why you did all this. Why you made me run out so much? Hanumanji started smiling. Hanumanji said, you know why I did all this? I did all this so that the dust of your lotus feet will be spread out all over this area. This is the power of the dust of a Vaishnava. And then, regarding the Mahaprasad of remnants, they are very, very, very powerful. In fact, Haridas Thakur, he prays to the Lord, that my dear Lord, let me be born as a dog near a devotee's house, so that there will be some chance for me to get the Mahaprasad remnants of the devotee. Imagine, who is Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur is such a great elevated devotee of the Lord. He is praying like this to the Lord. What? That my Lord, let me be born as a dog near a devotee's house, so that I can get the Mahaprasad remnants of that devotee. And when Haridas Thakur was thinking this way, Haridas Thakur was thinking that this also I'm asking too much. Imagine. Haridas Thakur was feeling what? This also I'm asking too much. This is the heart of a Vaishnava. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3.16.9, in that sloka, it is written, the Lord says, I am the master of my unobstructed internal energy. And the water of the Ganges is the remnant left after my feet are washed. That water sanctifies the three worlds, along with Lord Shiva, who bears it on his head. If I can take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava on my head, who will refuse to do the same? Huh? This is the sloka in Bhagavatam. The Lord is waiting anxiously to take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava on his head. What to speak of ourselves? Okay, there's another very powerful story in our scriptures. That is of Mirghari the hunter. Now, Mirghari the hunter, once Naraji was crossing a forest, and Naraji saw that animals were lying down on the, you know, all, everywhere, but they were half killed. They had arrows in them, but they were half killed. The animals were very suffering. So Naraji was wondering, who is this person who is killing them and torturing them like that? So Mirghari hunter came there and told Naraji, it is me who is doing this. So Naraji asked Mirghari, why are you doing like this? So Mirghari said, you know, when I half kill them, when I torture them like this and kill them, it brings a lot of pleasure to my heart. So Naraji, you know, Naraji's heart was, you know, feeling very sad, and it was paining his heart that to see such living entity suffering. So this Mirghari saw that this is a sage. So Mirghari told Naraji, what do you want? Which animal you want? Which animal skin you want? You tell me, I'll give you immediately. So Naraji said, nay, if you want to give me something, can I ask you something? Mirghari said, yes, ask me, I'll give you. So Naraji said, I request you that please fully kill these animals. Don't half kill them. So Mirghari said, what? Why are you telling me like this? So Naraji said, see, when you half kill these animals, there's so much sinful reaction. These animals in your next lives, they will also make you suffer like this and torture you like this. So when Mirghari heard that, Mirghari had faith in Naraji. He had a faith in saintly people. So Mirghari said, oh. So Mirghari started repenting. Mirghari told Naraji that you please tell me something by which I can get out of this. So Naraji told Mirghari, do one thing. You break this bow and arrow and throw it in the river. So Mirghari said, "Arey, if I break my bow and arrow and throw it, how will I sustain myself? Where will I get food?" So Naraji said, don't worry. The Lord will provide you food. And Naraji said, you break your bow and arrow, make a small hut near this river, and you chant the holy name of the Lord. Make a raised platform, keep Tulsiji there, and in front of Tulsiji, you chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So Mirghari did that. And Naraji told Mirghari that whatever wealth you have, distribute among the Brahmanas, and just keep two sets of clothes for yourself and nothing else. Mirghari did that and started chanting the holy name. And slowly the word spread all over the villages that Mirghari has changed himself, he's become a saint. So the people all over the villages, every day they would come, leave some fruits, leave some milk, and read, you know. So Mirghari, no need for him to go out to look for food. Krishna arranged for the food. And after some time, Naraji with Parvat Muni, both were traveling near that area. So Naraji told Parvat Muni that, you know, I have a disciple, Nol Mirghari. Can we go and see him? Parvat Muni said, yeah, fine, no problem. So Naraji and Parvat Muni, they came to that area where Mirghari was chanting. When Mirghari saw from far his Gurudev, he immediately went to pay his obeisances. He wanted to do his prostrated obeisances. But as he was bowing down, he saw some ants that area. So Mirghari thought, oh great, if I do dunward, this ants will get killed. So Mirghari took the upper part of his cloth and very gently he started to move the ants to the side without hurting them. And he moved it. And Naraji and Parvat Muni, they were seeing what Mirghari was doing. And then after he separated, he moved the ants very gently. Then Mirghari paid his dandavats. So Naraji told, I'm like, both of them saw, they themselves are talking that, see what change of heart has come in Mirghari. And when Mirghari would take the holy names of the Lord, tears would come from his eyes. Again, from the story we can understand the power of association. Now Mirghari the hunter, God knows what, how much hellish life, how many thousands of or lakhs of hellish lives he may have to go through. But just because he had the association of Naraji, that brought the change of heart in him. Okay. Then, there's the, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4.22.11, In the purport, Prabhupada writes that wherever he goes, a Vaishnava immediately makes that place a Tirtha, a place of pilgrimage. Why? Because a Vaishnava, he carries the Lord in his heart. Wherever he goes, he tries to think of the Lord, he tries to serve the Lord, and he encourages others. Anyone who does this, basically that's a Tirtha, that's a holy place. And when we talk of association of devotees, Mother Ganges, she did not want to come to this earth planet. Bhagrat Maharaj, because Gangamaya did not want to come to this planet earth, because she thought that in this earth there are so many sinful people, and when they take bath in my river, they will leave all the sins. I will get contaminated. But Bhagrat Maharaj assured her that do not worry. When devotees of the Lord, when they come and when they bathe in the river, they will nullify all the sins. They will purify all the sins. So again, the point is, just imagine what is the power of the Vaishnavas. And we know about Valmiki Muniji. Valmiki Muni, he was a highway robber. He came in touch with Naraji. And again, there was this miraculous change of heart. And he became Valmiki Muni and wrote Ramayana. Again, power of association of a devotee. Then, in this material world, when people associate with worldly people of this world, they are very fearful. They are very fearful. They feel they'll get cheated. But when you come in association of devotees, there's no such fear. It's the opposite. A devotee, he will go out of his way. In fact, he will do something out of his way. He may give you something. He will buy something, give you a gift. He will go out of his way to help you, to do something good of you. Forget being cheated. In association of devotees, this fear of cheating is never there. When you're talking of this point of being cheated in this material world, basically this world is the world of cheaters and cheated. There was one person, he wanted to start a new business. So he went in the morning in front of the, he went to the temple of the Lord. He went in front of the deities and told the deities that from today I'm going to start a new business. And after 1 year, if I make 10 lakh rupees profit, half, 5 lakhs I will give to you. He said this and then he started his business. So after 1 year, this man, he started calculating. And he saw that he has made 5 lakh rupees profit. So he goes to the deity and says, my dear Lord, remember 1 year back I had come to you and I told you all this. Then this person is telling the deities, he's saying, oh Lord, I know you don't trust me. That is why in advance you took your 5 lakhs. Just imagine, he's saying, the Lord, I know you don't trust me, that's why you've taken your 5 lakhs in advance. The point is, you know, the people always want to cheat. So in this world, people are very fearful. In this material world, people are very fearful. But when you come in association of devotees, this fear of being cheated is not there. And when you're talking of association of devotees, there are two types of association. That is Vapu and Vani. Vapu association means physical association. Vani means associating with the words, with the teachings of those Vaishnavas. Out of these two, the Vani is more powerful. Because Vapu, today the bodies of the Vaishnavas are there. After some time, it will deteriorate and it will vanish from this earth. But the words, the books of the Vaishnavas, they are eternal. The teachings are eternal. And taking association of Vaishnavas, actually, the genuine meaning is that when we follow the words of the Vaishnava, we are really taking the association. Because when we follow the words, the instruction, the guidance of Vaishnava, that is what which changes our life. Once, there were a couple of devotees, senior devotees, they were sitting. And they were all discussing among themselves. They were discussing that in spiritual life, if we have to catch hold of one thing, what is that one thing we should catch hold of? Is it deity worship? Is it attending Mangal Arati? Is it going to yatras? Is it eating Mahaprasadam? Is it reading Srimad Bhagavatam? So they were discussing all this. And all these devotees, they concluded, if in life, if we have to catch hold of one thing, that one thing is association of devotees. Catch hold of that. Because if you catch hold of association of devotees, that devotee will take you for Mangal Arati, that devotee will make you do deity worship, that devotee will make you read Srimad Bhagavatam, that devotee will take you for Prasadam also. So if you want to catch hold of anything, catch hold of the association of devotees. Just see, now it is said that when a person, how the Vaishnava, a devotee is very, very powerful. It is said that when a person, he is not even taken up to devotional service, he just thinks, okay, I have seen some devotees and it looks nice. I will take up to the devotional path. I will take up to this devotional path. Now this person is not yet taken up. He has just thought, I will take up to this devotional path. Just by his thinking, you know what happens? Just by his thought, he has not yet taken up devotional process. Just when he thinks like this, Brahmaji starts collecting the aarti paraphernalia. You know why? Because Brahmaji wants to start doing aarti of this person. Of whom? The person has thought, let me take up to devotional path. He has not yet become a devotee. So imagine when a person takes to devotional path, when a devotee of Vaishnava, imagine how the demigods see him. They see him with great value, with great worth. And say, for example, if you have very dirty clothes, you give it to the dhobi, he will wash it. Do you think he will wash it free? No. If the dirt is more strong, he will charge you higher money. He will say, Sabji, usko bahut ghisna padega, aapko itna paisa lunga. If you give me this much, I will wash and bring you. So the dirty clothes also, the dhobi, he will take a money to wash it. But just see the Vaishnava, the devotees of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord, they clean, they wash the anarthas in the heart, which are trillion times more dirty than the dirt on the cloth. The Vaishnavas, they wash the anarthas in the heart. What? And do they take a charge? No. They do it free. Imagine. And how grateful we should be to the devotees. We should have really extreme gratitude towards the Vaishnavas. Then it is said that lava mata sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Just by one moment's association, supreme benefit can come to us. Just lava mata sadhu sangha. Just by a moment's association with a devotee, it can bring us tremendous change in our life. Then the Lord presents his devotees more powerful than himself. The Lord says in the scriptures that the worship of my devotees is higher than worship of myself. Imagine the Lord says that. And in the scriptures, the Lord is saying that even if I have to cut a part of my flesh in order to serve a Vaishnava, to serve a devotee, I will do that also. So imagine, if the Lord is saying that, imagine what is the worth of a devotee. And sometimes the Lord gives more credit to his devotees than himself. Like for example, for Lord Ram to reach to Lanka, he had to make that bridge. But Hanumanji, just by one jump, he reached Lanka. Then, when Duras Muni, he approached Lord Vishnu to save himself from Vishnu Sudarshan. Lord Vishnu expressed his inability to help Duras Muni. But Amrish Maharaj, because of Amrish Maharaj, that Sudarshan Chakra was removed and Durvas Muni was saved. So here, Amrish Maharaj, it's being shown that Amrish Maharaj is more powerful. So at times the Lord shows that my devotee is more powerful than him, myself. It gives a lot of pleasure to the Lord to always glorify his devotees. There's a story that once there was a ship sailing from one place. When the ship was sailing, as the ship sailed from the port, suddenly there was a lot of wind, a lot of like storm, and the ship sank. And when the ship sank, there were two friends on the ship. Both these friends, somehow they swam. There was a nearby, there was an island. These two friends, they somehow managed to swim to this island. And when they reached this island, they were very happy that we have saved ourselves. And there were a lot of fruits, vegetables growing on that island. And this island, there was no one staying. So, these two friends, they spoke to themselves. They said, let's do one thing. You stay in one part of the island, and I will stay in the other part of the island. So both of these friends, they decided on this plan, and one friend started staying in one part of the island, another friend started staying in the other part of the island. And then after some time, the first friend, he desired, I wish I'm able to make a nice hut for myself. So he was empowered to make a nice hut for himself. So after some time, this first friend, he had to go inside the jungle to collect vegetables and fruits. So the first friend desired, I wish vegetables and fruits started growing near my hut. So after some time, vegetables and fruits started growing near this first friend's hut. So after a few days, the first friend desired, I wish I get empowered to make a very nice big boat for myself so that I can sail back to my country. And within a few weeks, this first friend, he was empowered to make a very big boat for himself. So this first friend, when this boat was made, this first friend, he put a lot of dry eatables in the boat and he started sailing. He started sailing alone. That country was not very far. So as he was sailing, the Lord spoke from the sky. The Lord spoke to this friend, the first friend, my dear friend, you are sailing alone to your country. Why are you not taking your friend with you? Why are you not taking your second friend with you? And the Lord told the first friend that actually, do you want to know? I want to tell you one thing. I want to tell you one thing that each time I was not answering your prayer. I was answering the prayer of your friend actually. Now try to understand. The second friend, he prayed to the Lord once upon a time that, Lord, please empower my friend to build a nice hut for himself. The second friend, after a few days, he prayed to the Lord that, my dear Lord, please see that vegetables and fruits start growing around my friend's hut. The second friend, after a few days, he had prayed that, my dear Lord, please empower my friend to make a nice boat for himself. So the Lord told the first friend that actually all this time, I was not answering your prayer. I was answering the prayer of your friend. Now why I'm telling this story? I'm telling this story because whatever we are presently in a spiritual life, if you analyze, it is because of the prayers of the Vaishnav. It is because some other devotee has prayed for us. It is because some other devotee has shown love for us. On our own, if left alone, we would not be sitting in this room. If every one of y'all, if you analyze, why are y'all here today? Because of the prayers of the Vaishnavs. Because there's some devotee or one devotee lovingly goes, hey, Prabhuji, aaj hum na kal temple feast, you know. Nahi, tomorrow I'm busy. Acha, what work you have, this. Don't worry, I'll help you. He helps you and makes you time available to come for the Sunday feast. So, today we are here, today we are devotees because of the loving prayers of the Vaishnava, because of the loving hands of the Vaishnava. So, again, Hindi mein bola jata hai na, hum apne bal boote pe gutter mein rehte the. It is just because of the power association, because of loving prayers of the Vaishnavas, we are devoted today. So how much gratitude we should have when we associate with devotees. So it is time. Another thing, when we are talking of association of devotees, when we come in association of devotees, the devotees in the association tell us about the holy name. The devotees in the association, they make us chant the holy name. The devotees through the association tell us of the holy name. They help us go deep in the holy name and taste the holy name. So in reference to the holy name, I will tell this and we will end the lecture today. In reference to the holy name, कृष्णा का नाम तू ले इतना कि हद कर दे, कृष्णा का नाम तू ले इतना कि हद कर दे, यमराज भी कहे कि इसका खाता रद्द कर दे. सो दिस इज द वैष्णव्स आर ऑलवेज हेल्पिंग अस टू कनेक्ट विद द होली नेम. ओके, सो द टाइम इज अप, सो वी विल एंड द लेक्चर हियर. सो इफ एनीवन हैज एनी कमेंट्स और एनी क्वेश्चंस, वी कैन टेक वन और टू क्वेश्चंस. Okay, so there are no question. Actually, there's a question. Okay. No. Okay, Prabhuji has one question. Yeah. Behind.
Haribol Roji, in devotee association, generally we are. Our talk is like that. How is going on? What's like going on? It's not like that. We are directly going to Krishna Katha. And then how we can turn to this mode?
Yeah,
in base also, in other devotees, okay. In temple also.
See, definitely see, you know, our philosophy is personal philosophy. Krishna consciousness is a very personal philosophy, and we all persons are individuals. So sometimes when we meet initially, how are you? How are you, Prabhuji? How's the health? That's also a show of concern. So that is talk, no problem. So maybe after the initial little socializing talk, we can, you know, discuss Krishna Katha. Discuss something about Krishna consciousness, what you've read, what you're reading, or what has inspired you. When we discuss such things, that is real association of devotees. Definitely, we are conditioned to talking all, everything except Krishna Katha. Usually we are conditioned for that. And when we come in association of devotees, that conditioning sometimes takes over us. But again, we have to remind ourselves, let's take genuine association. And general association means trying to talk about Krishna Katha, trying to talk what has inspired him, what has inspired you. We just requires little focus, little, you know, bringing back your focus on association. Little practice, just a little practice, it will become a part of you. Okay? Okay, fine. So we will end. So Prabhuji has some announcements.
Hare Krishna. So first, let us express our deep gratitude to His Grace Shivas Thakur Prabhu for telling us about the glories of the Association of Devotees. We have this grand opportunity of coming